A decision made by the African Union to consider deploying a regional security force to address the threat of Boko Haram has been welcomed by the UN Special Envoy for West Africa. Said Djinnit made the remarks on Tuesday as he briefed the Security Council on the activities of the United Nations Office for West Africa, which he heads. Boko Haram, a Nigeria militant group and Al-Qaeda affiliate, has claimed responsibility for the abduction of nearly 300 schoolgirls in Chibok, Nigeria. In the last 2 weeks, deplored Mr. Djinnit, innocent civilians have died and many others have fled their homes in 18 attacks led by the terrorist group in the north of Nigeria.
With the growing insecurity in the northeast of the country, coupled with increasing political tensions and divisions in the lead up to the 2015 election, general election, Nigeria is at the crossroads. It is therefore critical, in my view, that the Council members continue to lend their support to efforts and initiatives aimed at preserving stability in Nigeria, which has, over the past few decades, played a prominent role in the maintenance of regional and global peace and security.
Mr. Djinnit said he hoped this task force would build on the initial steps taken by the countries of the Lake Chad Basin, who are already in talks to form a joint task force to combat regional crimes and cross-border attacks. The special envoy will soon travel to Nigeria to follow up on the progress made by the UN team and the government for the safe release of the schoolgirls. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations,